Good morning. It's 8:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Jessica Hunt. And we'll go back now to Morning Edition host Rick Ganley. He's in Manchester this morning as voters head to the polls there for the city's mayoral election. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Jessica. Thanks so much. We are at the Bridge Cafe on Elm Street in downtown Manchester. It is election day here and in other cities across the state as well. Joining us now here is John Clayton, executive director for the Manchester Historical Association. He's also the organizing committee on the organizing committee for the Manchester Connects. It's an initiative to revitalize downtown and the Mill Yard right here in Manchester. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today. I want to ask you about what are some of the main concerns of business owners and residents in downtown specifically and around the Mill Yard?
Well, one of the major charges that I'm tasked with through the Manchester Chamber of Commerce is to find a way to better link the river, the Mill Yard, and downtown. In Manchester, we've traditionally spent 150 years deliberately segregating the Mill Yard from the rest of the community. It was zoned industrial from the very outset of the MSK manufacturing plant. So now we have this structure that basically separates those two things, and we want to find ways to increase connectivity, hence the name Manchester Connects.
So the idea is to obviously bring people into the area as well, but to make the area more, I don't know what you would say.
Vital, vibrant, thriving, yeah. Inviting, welcoming, all of those different things.
Okay, you're the man to ask.
Yeah, well, this began with a federal grant through the State Department of Transportation for Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission. It was called the Manchester Multimodal Transportation Land Use Study. Not exactly rolling off your tongue. So we got together as a group and decided to make it more of a civic branding exercise, so hence the name Manchester Connects, through a company called Civic Moxie out of Cambridge, Mass. Over the course of 2 years, we've had about 20 different meetings with more than 200 individuals taking part, including former mayors and just average citizens who want to see Manchester grow and thrive.
Mm-hmm. So what's come out of those meetings?
This incredible packet here, I'm holding up a large notebook if you can't see at home. This is our game plan, and this goes under my pillow at night. basically, rather than coming up with a plan that would sit on a shelf somewhere, this includes four action kits around specific ideas, including placemaking, creative placemaking, so there would be welcoming gathering spots in the Mill Yard and the riverfront, as well as what we call the Loop, which is a walking tour of the downtown and Mill Yard area, including a lot of historic designations, plus forward-looking spots. There's a new hotel going up in the Mill Yard. There are new apartments on Elm Street for residential living downtown. So we want to highlight both the past and the future, because we're all about the future for the city.
And how do you make all of these plans come to fruition, though, as you are talking to different stakeholders and different people and doing that? How does that process begin, and how do you walk it through?
It has begun, and right now this organizing committee I'm a part of wants to sustain the momentum we've created around the Civic Moxie plan. So we're trying to work with the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to create an umbrella, we hope, for a 501c3 operation to tuck underneath that, in which we can operate and raise money. I look at us almost as equivalent to a parent-teacher organization at a school. The city is going to fund the schools and pave the roads and pick up the trash. We want to embellish. We want to go above that and do things that are creative. Why do we not have fountains in the Merrimack River like they do at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas that could be illuminated at night? Why do we not have pedestrian flyovers on Canal Street so it's easier to get up to the downtown area if you want to have lunch leaving the Mill Yard? So these are all forward-looking things, and that core group of 200 people that we've brought together is itching to do something. So we're working hard as an organizing committee to make sure we can sustain this over the course of years, and then we'll step forward. We've got one plan to redo Gateway Park, which is at the corner of Granite and Commercial Street as you enter the city, and we think that'll be a great showpiece we can point to and say, look, this is what we can do.
When you talk about housing and apartments and so on in the downtown and trying to integrate that with the Mill Yard and so on, are these apartments for all, though? Are we talking about higher rent? Are we talking about affordability? Can you talk to that some?
It's a good mix, actually. You have the high end at 875 Elm Street, the former Amiskig, yeah. Then Citizens Bank. But at the corner of Hanover and Union Street, you have the micro flats, the mini flats, which are designed for those millennials who want to walk to work. They don't want a car. They have their bike there. They can have their lunch at the Restoration Cafe right downstairs. So there really is a mix of housing options downtown and more to come. The Ted Herbert building next to City Hall is soon going to be 30 apartment units. The Bedford block more to the north end is also going to do the upper floors. And this is how Manchester thrived during its years as the home of Amos Gate Manufacturing. Retail on the first floor and residential on the second and third here in the downtown area. And it's so great now to come down here on a Sunday night even and see the activity in downtown Manchester, because people want to be here, and we want to make this even more welcoming through Manchester Connects.
What is old is new again.
Yes.
John Clayton, the executive director for the Manchester Historical Association, also a committee member for the Manchester Connects. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you, Rick.
This is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. We're live at the Bridge Cafe on Elm Street in downtown Manchester.